The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Glad to have you in on this Monday morning edition of the Morning Answer. Today's a special day. Tonight, our third annual Washington Night. Things will kick off at 7 o'clock. We'll be broadcasting here on 94.5 The Answer. You can also watch it on the WYFF News 4 stream. My friend Deb Sofil will be joining me along with Jane Robillo. We'll be monitoring the WYFF stream. So there's lots of ways for you to be part of the conversation. You can plan to watch the stream. Send Jane your questions. You can email me your questions, joey@joeyhudson.com, or you can text them now or during the show tonight, during the broadcast. Just text them to 877-235-9405. Doesn't matter how you get them to us, just be sure and send your questions. This is your chance to ask Senator Lindsey Graham and Congressman Ralph Norman that burning question about what's happening in Washington. Joining me for a few minutes, Chairman of the Greenville County Republican Party, Nate Loyp. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Great so far. Good morning, Joey.
So a big night tonight. Of course, not as big as usual because we're going to have to do things a little bit differently, but it's still going to be an exciting evening, right?
It's always a great evening. The Washington Night has become one of our favorite political events. This is, of course, you said earlier, our third one. And what's neat about this is I was just kind of thinking a couple of days ago, we were in Columbia on Saturday and at a political meeting, and Senator Graham called in with President Trump. And President Trump spoke with us for a few minutes and gave us some updates. And how privileged we are to live in a constitutional republic where just the average voter in upstate South Carolina can hear directly from their representative that was just with the President of the United States a couple of days ago. And this is a great opportunity to hear from Congressman Ralph Norman and Senator Lindsey Graham and let our government go straight to the people.
Yeah, yeah. So he just so Senator Graham just happened to have the president standing by, huh?
Happened to have the president standing by, and President Trump greeted us, asked us. It was a South Carolina Executive Committee meeting. Talked a little bit about South Carolina, what was going on, and just really neat to hear the leader of the free world. And we're blessed in South Carolina to have Senator Lindsey Graham, who arguably is one of the strongest supporters of President Trump and is involved in most every major decision made in our government. And your listeners, our members, will have the opportunity to ask questions tonight of Senator Graham and Congressman Norman. I do want to make sure to say how thankful we are for Senator Scott Talley for sponsoring this tonight, as well as for counsel. I believe you have a sponsor as well, Joey.
That's right. The Prosperity Group, our friend Greg Elliott at the Prosperity Group, they always help us out with things like this. And so we appreciate that partnership as well. The Prosperity Group, the Upstate's premier retirement financial advisors. And we appreciate our partnership with you guys too, the Greenville County Republican Party, Curtis Smith, the Spartanburg County Republican Party. You guys come together, to make sure that these events happen. And again, it's going to be a little bit different tonight. Typically, Nate, you and I would be saying, just come on out. You know, we're going to have some hot dogs and hamburgers and just come out. We'll find a place for you to either sit or stand. Can't quite do that this year. So if you don't have a ticket already, then it's a little too late because those tickets are already gone since we'll have limited capacity. But still, no limit on how you can, how many people can listen or watch on the WYFF stream. So there's still an opportunity for you to get your question. And I think this is part of the process, Nate, is to give people that opportunity to ask a U.S. senator or a U.S. congressman that burning question they have on their mind on what's happening in our nation's capital.
it's just a great opportunity. And of course, you said in the past, we've really almost had people hanging out the doors. We mm-hmm. have just a very limited in-person attendance. But you know what, Joey, I told Deb the other day, we held just a few tickets back. And if any of your listeners right now just say, you know, I really want to attend, maybe they haven't attended or they've attended in the past, I've got just a handful of tickets in my pocket. If they want to email me, chairman@greenvillegop.com, the first few people that do that, I'll get in contact with them and we'll let some more of your listeners attend.
Wow. A little bonus here. I wasn't expecting that. Good. So, just email. Tell you what, if you can't remember Nate's email address, just text me on the Big Rock text line and I'll send it to you. But if you, Nate has a few tickets left for tonight, if you'd like to come and be there in person, we'd love to have you. All right, let's talk for just a minute, Nate, as far as, you know, I read a report, on the Daily Caller last night that, going into November, there's concern, of course, about the returns. Of course, the Democrats want us all to just stay at home and mail our ballots in. But a big concern about whether or not we will actually know who the winners are on Election Day. There's reports that it could take days or weeks to get returns. Any issues, or do you have any concerns about South Carolina and their ability to count the votes in November?
Very little concerns about South Carolina. I know our election commission has sent the governor a letter, and I say absolutely no to mail-in voting. Our absentee system is set up with precautions that would work perfectly fine for this COVID environment. Of course, I am very concerned in the swing states. And yeah. You look at Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and states like that. And the Democrats are going to do everything they can to put a Democrat in the White House. And I wouldn't put anything past them.
Yeah, it is very concerning. And just more reason to get involved and to be ready for November. Be ready to go in person and cast your vote. Nate Loyp, it's always good to talk with you. Thank you for what you guys do. I know you put a lot of time into this, and we look forward to seeing you tonight, Washington night, and talking with Senator Lindsey Graham and Congressman Ralph Norman.
Thanks, Joey.
Yeah, good to have you. See you tonight.